Blog Talk Radio. Truckers, welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, all right. Hi, how's everybody doing this evening? It is Tiffany with Redneck and I's and Women of Redneck and I's coming to you live in East Liverpool, Ohio on this kind of, getting to the point where now it's starting to get darker soon now. And it is 78 degrees, and this is going to be our last warm day, and it's going to be in the 60s for a high tomorrow, which, hey, I'm good with that. I'm okay with the 60 degrees. Now, the 40 at night, that's going to take a little bit of adjustment for a few. But, hey, the reason I am on here tonight is because not only because I missed you, because I haven't done it in a couple weeks, because I had a death in the family. And then I kind of didn't do last week's because I got sidetracked with other things. But we are coming to you tonight for one reason. It's to catch up. But we also are getting ready. There's a few of us, not all of us from Redneck and I's, are getting ready to go to the Truckers for Hope truck show out in Millhall, PA. It's going to be a great time. I spoke with the gentleman that runs it, Jason, this evening, and he wasn't able to come on the show with us because he's been so busy with getting everything set up, and which I can understand because, as you all know, we are slowly starting to plan our own. So, but anyways, we got a couple drivers coming in from LTR. Holly is one, and she is actually going to be out there with us too tomorrow, and we have Mike, he's another LTR driver, which I have not met. Him and his wife are going to be there. So it's going to be a fun weekend. Greg is actually going to be, you ready for this, pulling his truck in the truck pull on Saturday evening. It's at 4 o'clock, so watch for the live videos on our website or on our Facebook page. But also, we have a lot of free giveaways. So what I want to tell everybody that's on here tonight, which I need to post it and do a little quick live thing from our Facebook, is the fact that we are actually, if you guys are out there at the Millhall Truck Show, look us up. If you see one of us walking around with a Redneck and I shirt, come up and say, hey, I heard you on the radio, or I seen your post on Facebook, and we will have something for you. It might not be strictly from Redneck and I's, but it may be something from one of our great sponsors. So, with that being said, we have our first caller for the night, and I'm going to be bringing her on here directly because I believe this would be Miss Holly.
Yes, ma'am. It's me.
I thought it was.
We're going through the hay, sitting in the truck wash. Getting ready for tomorrow, for the weekend.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't rain on you coming in and, and spotting the truck up real bad or getting it all dirty from everything, so.
I'll wipe it down. Won't be so bad.
Yeah. It always stinks. That's what, we were talking about because we didn't wash the camper and Greg scrubbed it all down this summer, because it had been sitting for so long. and it just had, you know, right. just dirty from being in a garage. So he scrubbed it all down, and it needs it again. I told him, you know what? I said, nobody's going to be looking at our camper to see how clean or dirty the exterior is. I can care less.
Right.
The most I need to do, which I didn't do, which I'll catch it first thing in the morning, is clean the window, the outside of the windows, because I cleaned the interior all up and cleaned the inside of the windows. But the outside of the window, some of them I couldn't reach, and I wasn't dragging a ladder out. So I need to get my little ladder out there and do the windows real quick, and it won't take me but 10 minutes, but still. It's kind of like the dusting aspect. Hate the dust, and I hate to do windows.
Yeah, no. I'm right there with you.
But, yeah, so I'm kind of getting excited for tomorrow. Not so much tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be the whole set up and get everything organized type thing. But I can't wait to see how this truck show is going to go, because I think it's going to be a really nice truck show, kind of like, you know, what we wanted to do with ours. So I think it's going to be
a little more hometownish.
Definitely.
A little more hometownish, just for the drivers to get out, and they're not jamming truck parts down your throat and buy this and what team do you, you know, company do you want to drive for? Like, I like where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
That's not being done, so.
And that's
nice.
The best part about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the fact that it is.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how it goes.
Yeah. It is going to be more of a, you know, a family fun type.
Right.
Oriented
more
show.
Crafty and.
Yeah. Which is, you know, like I've said before, that's kind of what, you know, I would like to see ours be when we do it. Yeah, we'll have some companies there because there is a lot of, you know.
Right.
Small companies around here that I'll reach out to. And when I reach out to them, well, you know, if they want to set a booth up and, you know, have a spot for it, hey, go right ahead. Just like with Mark with LTR. You know, you guys do a lot of runs out this way, so it might be a good idea for him to come in and actually be here for the truck show. So.
Well, that's what we're working on, but, you know.
Yeah.
Miracles do happen.
Yeah.
There's hope. There's hope.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, you know, anticipating everything and, you know, it's like Donnie's like, he says, well, I'm going to bring the car. So if we need anything, if you forget something, I said, when do you know me ever to forget anything?
Oh, come on.
He says, well, down there, he says, down there at Matt's, he says, you had to go get food. I was like, yeah, because I learned a long time ago because we're taking, you know, this year when we went, you know, it was a whole different aspect because we had everything in a trailer and we had trucks that we can go and drive around with. So it was a little bit different down there at Matt's this year when we were down there. But I told him, I said, usually it's a golf cart, or I said, Ed would fly in and rent a car and would use that car to go, you know. I said, but we didn't do that this year, so it was a little different. I said, but I learned, I said, after the first couple years, before we started, you know, figuring it out a little bit easier, I said, I would do everything at home, fix everything, have all the food, to have both of our big coolers packed full with food for the truck show. And I said, I don't do that anymore. I said, so.
Does Donnie live over there where he's starting out in the morning?
Yeah, well, he lives about 45 minutes from us. So he is actually, when we get ready, when we figure out what time we want to leave in the morning, he is just going to take off and meet us up in Hubbard.
Oh, okay.
So he'll probably get up around
that's
the
where
same
Mike
time.
Is.
Yeah. He'll get up around the same time we do. In the morning, because I still have to go up and make up the hamburger patties, which won't take me, you know, 10 minutes at the most.
Right.
So I'm going to go up and get them done and put them in a container. So all I have to do is just shove them in the fridge because one less thing I got to worry about. And everything for my pasta salad, because I was making pasta salad, I'm going to take it all with me and put it together up there because I don't want it to be all salty.
Right.
So... But, yeah, but I do have all the fixings for chili, so we're good there, too.
Yay, yay. I think we're going to – so there will be a vehicle there. We can go to the store because I'm not even going to try and stop if that's the case.
Yeah, Donnie will have his there.
Well, then
so
he'll have
to
make
that.
A Walmart run.
Yeah, I asked that, Jason. I was like, is there any way, you know, with him coming in with a car – park over by. He's like, I don't know if he'll be able to park right at the campground, but it won't be very far from there. I was like, okay.
Right.
So.
Because yeah, it's just a new place. It's finding out what works and how the parking's going to go. And
yeah.
That's the biggest thing when you're trying to stay together, being a group. And
yeah. Just like this Jason, when I talked to him, I asked him, I was like, now, I says, the other two that we have coming with us, too, have trailers. I says, and they have never had to use their drop lot for trailers.
Right.
You two will be the first. Because they've always just
the only two trucks coming in with...
Yeah, with trailers.
Are they going to use it this year more? We're the only two trucks coming in with trailers this year?
Yeah, that's, I mean...
No way.
He says they've never had to use the drop lot before. Because everybody's just
calling him. Well, that's because we're coming from Colorado. Some of us have to work on the way in.
Yeah. So, but like I said, he was telling me that when you get off the exit, you would make a left to go to the fairgrounds. Well, you want to make a
right
to go into the auto. It's an auto auction place there. And you pull in there, you pull into the right, and you immediately pull into the right or something and go all the way to the back, and there's a spot back where you can drop trailers. So.
Oh, okay. So they won't be that close.
No, I don't think so. So if you have pin locks, might be, you know, wise to put them on.
No, we'll just have to park them so they can't get them.
Well, Greg has a pin lock in his truck.
I don't know if Mike does or not. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I think we have another one out here in the garage. I think there's a key in it, but I can't remember.
You might want to throw that one on with the ladder because Mike's like, I need a ladder. I said, it's coming. It's on the trailer.
Yep. Greg and I got it strapped down there today, so.
It's on the trailer. I have the drill. Greg's got the ladder. We'll be all right.
Yeah. And I got the camera to watch you guys fall off on your asses.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to get video of this stuff because we need to put it up on Redneck Ignites. That, you know, different things that we're doing because we'll be fixing lights and drilling holes and that kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe somebody will learn from it. How are you, sir? All
right.
We're going to do soap and water only. Absolutely no acid on the lines. You need to clean them out. And soap and water, scrub the truck and the brush, extra wash.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Going to a show, so it needs to be. Going to a truck show, so it needs to be clean. No. Where's everybody been? Cheryl around? Is Cheryl on?
No, she said she was going to jump on, but she hasn't come on yet, so. But I kind of told her last time she was on, Greg had called, and he was listening too, and he's like, oh, my Lord, her mouth.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, she can be, you know, a little foul. So I posted about, you know, keeping the language to a minimum.
I saw that.
We hate to have people.
I just didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, we hate to have people actually listen to it or something, which I was pulling the stats on our show today when I was setting it up, and not just ours, but on the radio itself. Because people can go on and listen to this as a podcast. We never get anybody listening to it as a podcast. We get people calling in like you and Robbie and Jeff and Greg, and Donnie called in one day, and our buddy Jim called in too on a Wednesday night, but it was like nobody really calls in. Like Greg said, he says, you know what, I think we just need to stop it. It ain't doing nothing. Ain't doing nothing for us, so why even do it?
Right.
Well, yeah. So, you know, and it's paid for a year. So once this year's up, it would be, you know, because we're not going to get a refund on it for what we don't use. So.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know.
We'll have to have a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Privately.
I know, right?
Radio, in case anybody is listening.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that, you know, I can tell you why some aren't listening, but
yeah, I have a good feeling.
Right. But
Greg, you know, japping his jaws from upstairs, and he's like, probably because of me.
Oh, no, that's not it. But did Mike call him?
Yeah.
He did? Okay.
Yes, he did.
So
as
you all can figure out
what
time you need to leave.
Yeah, well, I mean,
back and forth about when everybody's going to leave. Like, I'll be the closest one there, so.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to have to come to me. I get to sleep in. I get to sleep in a little bit.
Where's she going to be?
I will be at 79 and 80 or that one of those rest areas right up in there.
Well, I was just talking to Mike. He said he just got to Hubbard or up to Girard or somewhere.
He's at Hubbard.
Yeah.
So that's
seven. He's at Hubbard.
So he can leave it. He's an early morning riser, so he's big on leaving early and all that stuff.
Well, he told me he was talking about leaving at 6 o'clock. Well, if he leaves at 6 o'clock, he's on his own because I ain't leaving that early because I got to get parts for him.
Right. So he told me between 6 and 7, so we'll just tell him we can't get in until later, a little later.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll get him. We'll get it figured out. I'd like us all to run together, though.
Exactly. Even if he comes out there to where you're at, somewhere out there around a rest area or whatever, and gets to where you're at,
right.
You know.
Right.
But that way, you know, you guys together with the, you know, the trailers and all the trucks will be semi sort of together.
Right.
But I have a feeling Mike is one of those, you know, eager beaver type people.
Oh, he's OCD. It's really bad.
No. Well, if he's going to be running around any of us when it comes to truck shows, he'll learn to just slow his roll and just go with the flow.
Right. I'm going to mute
because,
you for a minute. I got to get this taken care of.
Okay.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to mute you, Holly.
All right.
Okay, so as you guys are hearing, we're discussing mostly just about the truck show that we're going to tomorrow. And it's actually going to be a great time. I will run over the statistics or the stats on it, what's going on. Because tomorrow you can get in. So if you want to come out and see a good show, at least we are assuming it's going to be a good show because of what they're doing. So I'm kind of excited for the show and to see how they're doing it. But right now, everybody can get in on the 22nd, which is tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. Now, they're doing a truck convoy tomorrow also at 6 p.m. So that may actually be kind of fun, too, to get the trucks out and, you know, get them around. I don't know where they're doing it, whether they're doing it through town or what. So that's something that, you know, we may have to pop on tomorrow to tell you a little bit more when Ed's doing a show because we'll already be set up and we can come in live and talk to you guys about it, too. Now, Friday, they're doing monster truck rides all day. Truck parking is going to be, you know, of course, all day. They have an animal display set up all day. They have a 4x4 show entry, which is $40 to enter the event, which includes 20% off a dyno. They have a UTV pickup and semi-truck drags at 6 p.m., which Greg says there's no way he is not doing that. So I've already tried, people, so unless you all get him convinced to do it, it ain't happening.
Nope, I ain't doing it.
As you heard, he just replied to that comment. Because I don't think he even understands. I already have him unmuted.
I don't care what you got. I am not drag racing my truck. I'll pull the hell out of it, but I'm not racing it. The truck is made to pull, not drag racing.
Okay, so there you have it. Maybe we can race the golf cart. What do you think? Okay, so at 6 p.m., they're going to have a cornhole tournament starting. It starts actually at 7. And then Long Haul Paul will be on at 8 p.m. on the stage, and then Tony Justice will be on at 9. So those will be good to go and listen to because we all know Long Haul Paul and we all know Tony. So we may have to go up and, you know, see them. All right, and on Saturday, they have the monster truck rides all day. Truck parking will be available all day. Again, they have the animal display all day. They have a 4x4 entry, $40, and 20% off your dyno. They're going to be doing dynos all day. They have a 4x4 poles, and the registration starts at 10 a.m. It starts at 11. Kids Day is also from 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. So make sure if you guys are there, go check out their barrel train because Redneck and I sponsored one of those barrels this year. They are going to have a pedal pulls and the registration starts at 1 and it starts at 2 o'clock. Cornhole tournament starts at 3 p.m. And here is what we are waiting for. 4 p.m. on Saturday is the semi-truck pulls. So that's going to be a lot of fun. At 5 o'clock, they're going to do a drag, the semi-drags. And then at 8 p.m., they're going to have a light show, which I'm assuming that's all the trucks out on the midway. So get those lights all shined up and ready to go. Make sure you have no lights out on those trucks. That's the worst thing about it. And then at 8:15, they are going to have fireworks. So my dogs will go nuts because my dogs don't like fireworks. Little Texas will be on the stage at 9 p.m. And then the closing day is on Sunday. They have church service at 9 a.m. and Bull Ride Mania starts at 2 p.m. So that is going to be a great show. A lot of things going on. Now, they do have vendors that's going to be there, and all the vendors that's going to be there are, you know, little small companies or, you know, home-based businesses. Stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot better than the normal truck shows that most of us are interested in or we go to. It's all about trucks. And you see that all the time. So it's actually nice to have something other than truck stuff. You don't have, like Holly said earlier, you don't have all those people throwing truck parts in your face or want you to come work for them. So, unfortunately, at this particular truck, you're not going to get all of the... Well, I got a lot of backseat today for some reason, sorry. But you're not going to get all of the free stuff that you usually get. So, with that being said, don't go to this truck show thinking you're getting free stuff. Because like I said, if you come to the truck show tomorrow or Friday, Saturday, or even Sunday, because, of course, Sunday's the last day, so everybody will be pulling out on Sunday. So basically, kind of Friday and Saturday is when everything is going on. So when you come to the show, if you happen to see one of us with a Redneck and I shirt on, come and tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, I seen or heard your thing on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio about if we seen you, we talked to you, know you'd have to do, we would, you know, receive something from you for, you know, listening or noticing your post on Facebook. So make sure, you know, keep an eye out for that because we'll have free stuff to give away. And like I said previously, it might not be anything to do with Redneck and I's directly, but there will also be some of our sponsors that have sent some things for us to hand out. So with that being said, I am going to give you guys a little tidbit of information that this coming week on our Facebook page, you're going to have to keep an eye out for it. And unfortunately, you cannot be a member of Redneck and I to receive this. We're going to be posting things during the week. And one lucky person that comments on our post will get a chance to receive a Blue Tiger headset or Blue Tiger. Sorry. I can never keep those two straight. So keep an eye out for it on our Facebook page because that's where you're going to see it at the most. I'm going to get with Ed and make sure he announces it on his show tomorrow night too. So one lucky guest or commenter is going to get a chance to win that. Now, we can also do one on the YouTube channel, too, because Ed does YouTube. I post things on Facebook if I can get it to post. I couldn't get things to post today for some reason. So keep an eye out for all of that. But other than that, you know, we're just basically just talking about anything and everything. And mostly tonight we're talking about the truck shows coming up in Mill Hall, PA at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. And that is truckers4hope.com. So check them out. Good cause. And Jason, the organizer that runs it, real nice guy to talk to. Like I said, I just got off the phone with him just before I came on the air today because we had some questions about the hooking up for the truck pulls because we weren't sure if they had their own hitches or if we need hitches, because Greg said if they don't have if they didn't have hitches, then he wasn't going to take the truck. Okay, so I'm unmuting Holly because she's ready to come back. She's actually in the truck wash, getting a truck washed for the show tomorrow. So we're going to bring Holly back on. Alrighty, Holly, you're back.
All right, cool.
So, but like I was saying, we're going to do a little giveaway this week from Blue Tiger.
Am I back? Yeah.
Yes, you're back.
All right.
From Blue Tiger, when it comes, you know, with people commenting. So we'll actually be doing two giveaways. And like I said, you can't be a member of Redneck and Eyes to win, because it just wouldn't be, you know, right in a way.
It's not proper.
But we're going to get, yeah, mostly proper. But we're going to give away a couple Blue Tiger headsets, because I have been trying to figure out a way to do it at the truck show out there, and I don't know how other than, you know, I thought about selling tickets, but we're not out there to promote ourselves that much. You know, we're out there more to observe, but I do have stuff to give out to people, and so I'm trying to think of ways to do that too. So, because we had Blue Tiger send us some stuff to hand out, and we also had Trucker Tools send us shirts and hats and cups and, you know, stuff like that to hand out. So.
And there's not an issue doing that where we are without a booth
nope.
or whatever?
Nope. Jason does not care. He told me when I initially talked to him here 6 months ago or so, he told me, he's like, I don't care what you guys do. He says, if you guys...
Okay.
Yeah. Greg's yelling from the kitchen. He's like, that ain't Matt's. Yeah, he says, I don't care what you do.
We're not in Kentucky anymore. Click your heels.
There you go. But so it's
funny.
Nice knowing that we can do stuff if we wanted to, but
right.
Like, I, you know,
we
I
have
want to go out
to
here and
see. Too.
So it's one of those things. I have a little backpack type thing. I think I'll just carry around with me, and like the people at the trucks,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're standing around their truck or looking at the truck or, you know, talk to them and give them stuff, you know.
Right.
So. But it's just like one of those things, you know. I thought about even when whoever wins the truck pull, talking
right.
to them there and say, you know, on top of the, you know, the money from it, here's a headset. You know,
here's an invite to a show in 2024. We would like you to be there.
Yeah. Something along those lines, too. There you go.
Come pull your truck.
Yeah. And, you know, do a headset as an extra added thing, but it was donated by Redneck and I's, and have one of our cards on there so they can look at it and see what it is, and, you know.
Right.
They may toss the card, but they're going to say, you know, they won this at the show and it was donated by this person. Heck, I could open them and engrave them and say that it was donated by Redneck and I's.
Right. Why do I have the feeling that they're not going to get this truck as clean as I want it?
Because it's a truck wash. It never happens that way.
I know. It's just a lot of work wiping it down. It takes me about 4 hours to do the whole truck, the chrome, and the rubber.
Well, Greg said it's
5 hours.
You know,
because I got the polisher now, so it's on.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greg said it ain't called Streak and Beacon for nothing.
It's better than Eagle.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay for it.
This is true.
I mean, it is nice that he has an account for you guys to get your trucks washed whenever you need it.
We just got it, and I don't think anybody knows we have it except for me and Mike.
And
he told me one day, and then it's not my place to tell anybody. That's, you know, that comes from the office, not me. I'm not anybody. So he told me I could go to Blue Beacon, and we have an account, and I never said anything to anybody about it, so I just keep going to Blue Beacon and using my 2-week truck wash. I get one every week, but, you know, I haven't told anybody. So I think we're the only two that even use it because we're the only two that know about it.
Right. There's nothing wrong with
that. I don't think
that.
All the drivers know yet. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. It's my hidden little secret. They're like, oh, you went to Eagle Truck Wash? I'm like, no.
Why would I go there?
I don't go there. Yeah, I don't go there. I'll go to the one in Georgia. The one in Georgia is pretty good, but not in Denver. Oh, gosh, no. That was horrible.
Huh.
There's a crack house across the street. What's that tell you? That's who they hire.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah, Greg,
what's he saying?
Something about, hope you weren't talking about the one in Jackson, Georgia.
Yeah. That one's 3 times better than the one in Denver.
He said, well, that I have you muted because I think that's why it was echoing back in my computer a minute ago. I don't know why, but.
Right.
He said that one sucks. That wasn't saying.
Oh, then the one in Denver is really bad.
Huh.
Because the one in Georgia is 100 times better than the one in Denver.
Right.
But,
Yeah, Greg said the one in Jackson, Georgia, you got to go four-wheeling to get into it.
Right? Yeah, around the back.
Yeah.
That's been like that for years. And then they put a building there that really throws you off. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I got more eyes than I know what to do with now. I upgraded the eyes in my truck.
Huh?
I have these eyes that I put in the windshield in my truck. It's my thing. It's my thing, and everybody tries to copy it. Mike has eyes, too, because I gave him a set of eyes, you know, like Halloween eyes. They blink and wink and flash.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing. That's my thing.
Alrighty, then.
You'll see. Mike has the party truck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's an oh, boy. I was like, wow, disco lights and all. I'm like, you're young, dude. Do you remember disco? He's not that young. He just turned 50.
No.
So I guess he's not that young. I mean, hell, even Greg's younger than me. I'm like, damn.
Okay, now I'm going to ask this question, Holly. You can tell me it ain't none of my damn business, but how old are you?
59. I'll be 16 next August.
Oh, well, you're not that much older than Greg.
No, he's only like, I'm only like a year and a month or something younger than, older than him.
Yeah, because he'll be 58 in November.
We had this discussion at the last show.
Oh, that's right.
He'll be what?
58 in November.
Yeah. Yeah. He's only a couple months, a year and a couple months younger than me.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked about.
I know, right?
He was my age.
He says, just another pretty face, Holly.
Right? So, yeah. I'm retracting that statement. So, where does Kelly live?
Kelly is down in...
She in PA? Or
she's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's down by Chesapeake, Norfolk, Virginia, that area.
Okay. Jeff's delivering to a Kelly somewhere over here, and he thought maybe it was her.
No.
Okay. I said, yeah, I don't think that's it. I know she's over here on the East Coast somewhere.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought PA, but then I knew it was over here somewhere.
Yeah, and the only one that's out in Arizona is Robbie.
Right. Yes, dude, I will stop for you to put the tire shine on. I'm not even doing the trailer.
It's kind of stupid to do it when it's going to be parked in a lot anyways.
Exactly, and I have the ugliest trailer Load to Ride has right now. Mike has a nice new one. I have this ugly, disgusting piece of crap trailer.
Huh.
Yeah, it's bad.
As long as it gets the job done, that's all you need.
Right. I mean, it's a reefer, and the reefer's not working, so what's that tell you?
Oh, did it finally quit this time?
I stopped at the shop on the way out. I finally got it to, you have to manually defrost it. It doesn't do it automatically. I'm like, okay, that's not right. Yeah, I finally got it to temperature and got the stuff off. Actually, cross-docked it somewhere. No, they wanted they made another appointment for Friday at 7:30 at night. I'm like, well, you better find somewhere to take this because I won't be here. It'll either be in my trailer or somewhere, but it won't be me delivering it. That's for damn sure. I will be parked in at a truck show.
Huh.
So what is the convoy on Thursday night? What is that? The parade?
I don't know. Because that's all it says is convoy, so it's going to be, I don't know if it'll be down through, you know, like town or something like that. That might be something, you know, find out more info when you get there. Because they may ask you,
right,
do
like,
you want to do the convoy?
If they're not, if they're going to do that, then they wouldn't even need to stage us for Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless they're
going to
stage us on the way in.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you
Why
know, one
not?
Of those things we'll just see how, I know, right? See how things go as we go. I know.
Right.
All I know is I'm going to find the place where we're going to put the camper, and that's where I will be.
Right? That's it. My truck parks here, and that's where I'm going to be, too.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully you aren't too far away with the camper.
Yeah, from the way it looks, it doesn't look like it's that far, but you know, we do have the golf cart, so that'll help with shuttling back and forth up until 8 o'clock.
Right.
Because, what was it, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., no golf carts can be out, which kind of killed me. So after 11, you're telling us you can be running around? I think it's only because most everything's closed down by then. So.
8 o'clock at night until 11?
Yeah.
That's when they have the concerts. They just don't want them all there.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. Because there's so many people, you know, walking around. These people get ran over.
Oh, most
Plus
definitely.
Crazy drivers on a golf cart. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I told
Dude,
him.
You
I
wanted
says,
me to stop.
I told him, I said, we got the, you know, I got the insurance all squared away on it, so we have that. He's like, he says, and he asked me, he's like, you know, he said, that's something I got to tell the girls at the gate. Make sure that they, you know, check the insurance on the golf carts when they come in. You know, so they know because a lot of people before he said they were putting them on with their auto policy. I was like, hey, ours won't let you do that. They got a whole separate thing for a golf cart. So.
Right.
But.
Probably depends on where you're from, too.
Yeah. Because
if you
they
live
have
in
to,
a
like,
golf cart community state.
Yeah. So I figured, nope, ours is all separately. I got the insurance card laying right inside the van or the camper right there by the,
right.
the dash. So when I get there, here it is. They already see it, and it's good, and we're done.
Right.
Because I don't want to have to be fussing with anything, so I left it right there where I can get to it quickly. So
exactly.
But yeah, I think it's gonna be interesting and fun. So I gotta finish.
I think
the last...
we're gonna have a blast.
Yeah, because it's gonna be
because
small.
We won't have anything to like. We won't have the we won't have the booth and all that stuff. So we'll just be able to simply observe and relax and like
yep.
enjoy the moment for a change instead of running around mm-hmm. like. Chickens with their head chopped off.
Exactly. And that's the way we kind of figured, you know.
Right.
So.
Kid can't even get to the tire this way.
Huh.
He's putting tire shine on, but the way I'm parked, he can't even get to the freaking tires. Because I'm on a curve.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Really? Well, he's going to have to climb under the trailer. Just no more room.
Greg said it's going to rain tonight.
Hopefully I'll be parked by the time it rains. Then I won't be, I won't care.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, like you said, until you leave in the morning.
You know what, Greg? Go climb back under your rock, please. Really, Mr. Negativity?
He's looking out for you. He said he's just looking out for you.
Okay. Jeez.
I know, right?
Mr. Negativity, man. Paint a cloud in the sky.
There's you know, it was supposed to. Coming. We were supposed to have severe storms around here all day today, and it never
rained. Yeah, it
rained
was supposed to rain.
And,
yeah, I was up in Macedonia or whatever it is up there, and it got dark, and you could see the coming off the lake, but it never rained. Rained for
yeah.
about 30 seconds, enough to just put a couple spots on the windshield, and then it didn't even move the dust on the hood. Then, the,
right.
But it rained in other areas that I went to. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just
hopefully
thinking I need to
get...
Huh?
Hopefully I can get parked tonight and it can rain and then in the morning it'll be dry.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's a lot coming.
You better get parked before 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
Not now.
Yeah, Greg said you
better
get
parked. I sure hope
parked
I'm parked by 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I better be parked by then. I'm just going
yeah,
to find a rest
area
right? at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly
I'm going to leave here and
fine.
Go find a rest area. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for him to put this tire shine on, and I'm out. Headed that way. So, let's see if I can put... You didn't get an address for the fairgrounds, did you?
I do have one. Let me find it here, and I'll send it.
Hi, good. You're going to do the... You're going to do the tires? The tires?
Later. Did you get tire shot?
Yes.
They've let it dry off. I mean, the sun ain't on there. I'm going to come on. Right. Turn your wheel for me.
Yeah.
What happened
to that? Can I pull up?
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That didn't feel good.
Okay, we got something funky going on. It's back behind these poles. Like, there's cars there, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some air issues going on.
What it is?
Yeah, but I sent that, and I just looked it up where it's at. It's not going to be that hard to find, I don't think.
No, I just needed something to put in my GPS that was
yeah.
getting up that way, but I'll look up the log.
Something.
What in the world?
And
I'm multitasking. I'm
no, look, that's gonna have to do. You guys have to come to me.
There you go.
I'm looking at that auto auction where he was saying to park the trailer.
Right.
And it's like, alrighty.
Oh, you sent it to me. Okay. 98.
Yeah. But it's the Central Pennsylvania Auto Auction.
I just need to get a direction so it'll take me up 79
oh, yeah.
to 80.
Yeah.
That's all I need it for, just to find those two rest areas. One of them, anyway. I only just need one spot.
Okay, because he said for the auto auction, you pull it up, if you pull it up on Google, look at it.
We'll all be together in the morning to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm 149 miles away.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm 150 miles away.
Yeah, for us, it's 230 miles. That's from right here and going up across
right.
80. And so, because leave here, we'll go straight 7 or 11 to 80 up there. So,
right.
And that's 230 miles and almost 4 hours. So.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk in the morning again and figure out when y'all are going to roll by me. Or somebody can call me when
yeah.
you get close.
Yeah.
Because there's no sense in me running
sure.
any further until y'all catch up.
Yeah. Because I'm not even sure exactly what time we're going to leave first, you know. In.
Well, according to Greg, it won't be early.
No, because we can't get in until 9. And, you know, it's going to be a cluster up there anyways, everybody trying to get in right away.
Right.
So, but I figure, you know, we know it's going to take us 4 hours from here up there, and you guys are already, you know, you'll be up that way. But.
Right.
Because we're 35 miles from Hubbard. Hey, that's a good thing, right?
How many?
We're 35 miles from Hubbard. We're south of Hubbard.
Oh.
So. And we got to leave here, go over to my dad's so Greg can get his truck, and then we'll take off from there.
Right.
And my dad's place is
know.
Like 4 miles from here.
Y'all can just wake me up in the morning.
Yeah, when we get, you know, out that way, if you just send me your location of, you know, where we're at when you come for the night.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Then I'll know. Approximately, you know, how close we are, and I'll call you within an hour out of it, or hour, well, with at least an hour, so
right.
you get up moving if you're not already. So.
Right.
Because I know I got to go up and do the hamburgers and get them all put together. Because I have a
right.
hamburg press I'm going to use that makes it easier.
Cheaters.
I know, right? What with my dad's?
Cheater.
And I got it off of him when we had a picnic here. And I was like, I said, do you still have the hamburger press? He's like, yeah. Well, I went to give it back to him. He's like, you keep it. Okay. So it's on my shelf down here. I'm good with that. So.
Thank you. I'll hold on to that.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, well, I figured you'll use it more than I will. And I said, well, yeah, you're probably right. So. But I figure I'm going to go do those because I laid out 3 pounds of burger. I'm just going to put them in the patties and because we're going to do chili one night, burger and hot dogs one night, and then meatball subs another.
Okay. So. I know Mike and them have food, too.
Yeah.
And I have minimal stuff just because I had to eat before I got there, and I haven't made it to
yeah.
a store.
Well, so I fear, you know, I was making linguine salad and, you know, I got to take potato salad just for different things because they're going to do a breakfast. From what that Jason was telling me, every day there's a group of people that do a breakfast outside the camp somewhere. Right. And the name, whatever they make off of donations from that, they take whatever over, any over what their, you know, spending cost was
right.
during the weekend, they take the mm-hmm. rest of it and donate it back to Jason and for the show. So I was like, hey, I'm good with that. So like I told Greg, I said, we can go up there and get
right.
breakfast every morning. You know, so. And then lunch, everybody will pretty much be on their own for lunches.
Right.
Or we can just put everything together early and eat early, and then people can snack in the evening because that's when most everything's going on in the evening anyways. So, because nothing really gets started until later in the afternoon. So, we'll play it by ear what everybody wants to do
we'll
when we get there.
Yeah, as I say, we can just figure it out from there.
Yeah. It's just like the chili and the meatloaf or meatballs and all that. That'll all be in the crock pot, so.
Wow. Right.
But. I'm not sure who this is, but they want to come on, so we're going to bring whoever this is. Let me get to this
good.
One because I don't know. I don't know the number.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. This is Tiffany with Redneck Knives. Who are we speaking with?
Kathy. How are you doing overall?
Who is it?
Vincent.
Hi, Vincent.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good, Vincent. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you a driver?
What do you do?
We're drivers.
How do you define success?
Say that again?
And just don't think, just start talking. How do you define success?
By working hard.
And tell me why.
Okay, you have us confused. We're a little bit lost on your conversation.
No. Tell me about all the gifts and skills and abilities you have. Just start talking. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Tell me your best quality.
My dedication, my loyalty, my hard work.
I'm bringing another one. I'm going to bring another one on here to answer some of your questions too. Hold on just a minute,
yes,
Vincent.
Yes. Good.
Well, I don't get his point. What you getting at? What point are you trying to make here? What are you trying to find out?
How do you define success? Quit being mad at me.
Ain't nobody mad at you, but your success depends on your loyalty, like she said.
How do you feel about what you do?
You work for
what
you get. You get no more, no less of what you work for. If you want to succeed in life, you work for it. If you don't want to work for it, then you don't deserve it.
There's nothing wrong with what you just said, and God bless you for claiming that right.
Exactly.
I don't believe
and that's what
true.
We all do.
Really?
What I've always done, it's worked pretty good for me.
What do you do?
I drive truck. I own my truck. I own my home. All my stuff, everything I've got is paid for through hard work and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but it's all paid for.
Tell me why. Tell me
why. I just told you why.
Hey, Vincent, let me ask you a question, Vincent. What do you do for a living?
Okay. What do I do?
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living, she said.
I'm a drum pimp.
A what?
I'm a drum pimp.
Yep.
Gotcha.
You need to hit the bullshit. You need to hit the bullshit alert on that one.
Right?
No. Baby.
I don't know who this is.
Tiff.
Yes.
Do it.
Kathy, are you there? Kathy, are you there?
There is no Kathy here.
Okay. But that's not what we're talking about. Thanks for your call.
When was the last time you was drug tested?
Is he not even a driver? Is he a driver?
He's a drunk.
That's what I asked him. What he does for a living, and he wants to be a smart ass or whatever. He don't want.
That you're so focused on how you look. You look.
I don't understand what his point is, but
I don't know why you guys are even listening to it.
What is it you got to say that you think is so important?
That's how the hit he just hung up. No.
Good.
Who did?
He's a freaking idiot.
Why are you guys listening to shit like that?
Wow.
The phone number, because everybody's phone number, when you call in, comes up on the screen. Well, that one came up as all ones. And I'm thinking, okay, why would it do that? I have never seen that happen before.
What?
Yes, but this, you have to call into this number.
You can block the numbers.
Not on... But it was just, you know, it was almost sound like almost like a computer because he kept asking the same questions over again.
Right.
Jeff, you missed a good conversation. See, you should have been on just a little bit sooner. You could have heard that crazy man. Let me phrase that. He said he was a drunk.
Is Jeff on?
Him. Yeah. Oh, here he is. Bring him on now. He was listening. He caught part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. God, I must have missed a heck of a argument. Everybody's wound up, and I looked at the clock. I'm going, oh, heck, Tiffany's show always runs late anyway. I'll go ahead and call in. What happened?
This number came up, and it was all ones. And I'm thinking, okay. Because I think you can call in a, you know, actually, no, it's only the one number. But anyways, so I didn't know if maybe they pulled it up on the computer and listened to it. But I don't know if you can connect by the app or the link on the post. So I wasn't sure if that's how it was, but he was talking about being a drunken pimp.
I couldn't understand a word he said.
Wanted to know what we do for a living. And, you know,
like if you're listening to this show and saw the number, you should know what we do.
Yeah. So I just got to remember next time there's something that comes up and there's all ones or just all single numbers, then I know we have to, you know, not accept those calls.
It's got to be either
maybe
computer
generated. Somebody was talking about redneck and eyes from 4 years ago.
From 4 years ago?
Yeah, when we used to really drink a lot.
Yeah,
right. Well, apparently he needs to be tested and something because...
Need an ass whooping.
Wow.
Greg come
right?
barreling in from out, he come barreling in from outside and all the way downstairs down here, you know, was giving me a what for on the radio. I'm thinking, wait a minute. No, stop.
No,
hold up.
I
we're
just,
trying
I
to even
just told you to hang
him.
Up on him.
I was,
just hang up on him. Don't listen to that shit.
I was working at it. Just as I was
no,
okay,
you
but at some point you have to, but you have to give somebody an opportunity to at least say something so we can determine how off the wall you are.
He had every opportunity for 5 minutes. If you can't make your point 5 minutes, you're out of here.
Right.
That's it.
I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
That's the reason it sounded like it was more
computer-generated.
Computer-generated,
yeah.
Why
you got to say no to drugs.
Uh-huh.
Alcohol not included.
Right? I don't know.
That's crazy.
I've never had that happen before, so that was, like, weird.
Right. So where are you at in the world, Jeff?
I'm just pulling into Phoenix.
There you go. I just pulled out
yeah,
of the truck wash.
Hey, where's Kelly from?
Virginia.
Okay. I got to go pick up Kelly's trailer. I didn't know what – I thought maybe I was picking up Kelly's – picking up some other Kelly's trailer, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, she's from Virginia. That's what Holly was saying, too, earlier. We were talking about it. Yep,
I'm sorry I missed that on excitement.
I know, right? It was kind of weird.
It was actually a little creepy.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, it kind of sounded like Robbie was on here, Greg was on here, I see Holly's on here, Tiffany's on here. I'm like, my God, the whole team shows up on Tiffany's calls.
Robbie's on here too?
No, Robbie's not on here.
Wasn't he on there earlier? No.
No. That was
like
a creepy
okay.
guy.
Ow.
Yeah,
that
was
like Robbie's voice.
We were trying to
well,
figure
it,
out
when
what he
first
wanted.
Said something. It sounded like Mike, my other driver, and I'm like, well, he doesn't even know the number. Like, I don't even know if he knows about. You know, I did say I had a radio show to do that I, you know, call him back later, but he doesn't, unless he saw the post on, I don't know.
I just figured
it
out.
At first it sounded like him, and he's a real joker.
Well, if he's that ignorant, he'd send him back to Denver.
If he's what?
He said if he's that ignorant, he should go back to Denver.
Well, yeah, right. He's not. So you said you figured it out?
Yeah. You know, okay, you guys will see. You've seen on the Facebook page that where Ed put on there about the poker chips he got.
Right.
Well, on these poker chips, they have the show number. Ed has been handing these poker chips out to people left and right.
Oh,
I am blaming this all on Ed.
There you
yep,
go.
Ed's
you
fault.
Can't, oh, wow.
Yep. Because the number came in, and I seen it, and he hadn't raised his hand, you know, to come online. So I think what
right.
it was is he was listening and found out, okay, there's a woman on there. Let's go on there now. Yeah, it's all
right.
Well, you know, and I packed.
Too.
Yeah, I know. I packed the chips to take with us out there. I'm thinking I'm leaving them at home.
Oh, bring them. I want to
oh.
see them.
You'll disappoint Ed.
Because
he's
we're
all excited
get for
about
Logan
you.
Ryan, no, I don't.
Ed's problem is he hangs out the freaking bars all the time, and that's how he's going to get out.
Exactly.
The bars. Yeah.
Poker runs. He's been giving them out at poker runs.
Yeah, and they go to bars at poker
we
runs.
We should be giving away his coasters.
I think he's already gave all them. I don't even Yeah, I think they're all gone
now.
You
still have coasters?
No, I don't have any. I'm going to have to look in my drawer over there, but I don't think I have any
I
left.
I cut mine smaller and put them in the bottom of my cup holders.
Hey, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
don't
know. I need more to do it again because they're out of there now because they got wet.
Yeah.
Like, deteriorating wet. They're okay for a while, and then they just fall apart just like paper towels.
Right. But these poker chips, like I said, they're nice. They're real nice. They're good.
I
want to
see them.
Oh, you'll see them. They're in there.
Because I want to order some for Load to Ride, but it's that whole internet order thing, and just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do well with it until I have an established place that I can call up and be like, hey, I need more poker chips. Just throw this logo on and throw that logo on. Send me
right.
the bill. That's what I need. Yeah, that whole setup thing is a struggle for me. But once I get it, I'll be all right.
Real quick question on the show this weekend. If I would get there late or early Sunday morning, is it worth going for one day?
There's nothing going on Sunday. All they're doing church service in the morning and then
church.
Bull riding.
I got a little going to Alliance. I thought I could go about 200 miles away from Alliance, but Alliance would be Saturday night. So,
Alliance, Ohio.
Yeah.
Or Alliance, Pennsylvania.
No, Alliance, Ohio. Mac.
Right.
Mac.
We're going to Mac. Gotcha.
Dealer.
Right.
Yep. No, right where it's at.
So.
Hmm.
All righty. Well, I ain't going to be able to make it. You guys have fun without me.
Oh, you'll be missed, Jeff.
We will.
I'll be thinking about you.
we'll be posting plenty of pictures so y'all can
we'll
see it.
We'll toast for you. we'll put glasses up one time for you.
Well, good luck to Greg. I hope he wins and don't tear his truck apart.
Yeah.
Can only be Let mad at himself, not. So he'll have to stand in a corner and yell at himself because he won't be able to yell at anybody else.
Yep. Well, I mean,
if somebody goes watch
Don't
that,
so
somebody record
it.
Yeah,
I'll plan on it.
Record start to finish, not just the beginning.
It'll make TikTok. It'll make Facebook. It'll make Load to Ride's Facebook. It'll make Redneck Ignite. It'll be out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
All right, ladies and gents. I'm going to actually close it down because I did the show set up for an hour tonight. And it's, you know, over past that because I need to go finish the rest of the stuff up for tomorrow so we can get out of here.
Okay, goodbye.
So are we rendezvous calling in the morning or something? Because I'm sleeping until I hear from somebody.
Yeah, as soon as we get moving, you know, and we're heading out that way, get closer to you. Like I said, send me a thing, let me know where you're at. And we get closer to where
you're at
within an hour, then I will, you know, give you a call and say, hey,
call.
We'll be through there in an hour. Yeah.
Right. Oh, so Greg's stopping to get the parts on the way out, right?
Yeah, before we even get going in the morning, before we take off from here, he can run over to town and get whatever Mike needed. And that'll give me time.
Yeah, I figured I need to cut the middleman out there.
Yeah. When you were saying the size, I was like, nope. Just have him talk to Greg. So much easier.
I hooked mine up, no problem. He's got some sensor or something on his, and I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Mine was an easy hookup. Pull cord works on the pull cord. That's all I need.
Yep. This is true.
All right. Well, I will talk to y'all later.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Yep.
All right.
I'll let you know. All right. Bye.
All right. Okay. So this is bringing us to a close on our show tonight. As you know, we didn't even get to any of our sponsors, but I just wanted to reach out and tell DPF, one of our great sponsors, they are actually sponsoring Greg this year for the truck pool. So it's going to be a lot of fun there. And then we have LTR Load to Ride. They're going to have a couple trucks there for us too. You know, that's going to be promoting their company, which as they promote them, they also promote us at the same time. We had Trucker Tool send us some great handouts this year to hand out at the show and the upcoming shows that we do go to anymore that we happen to find during the rest of the year and even in the first of next year. So this will bring our Wednesday night show to a close. It's 10 after 8 here in the East Coast. So have a great night. Stay safe. And we will see you guys again next week at the same time, if not before. And we'll come in on Ed's show one night this week and give you some of the highlights from the truck show at Truckers for Hope in Mill Hall, PA. So keep a lookout on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, for any of the exciting things that we get into and we do out there at the truck show. So have a great night, y'all, and we will talk soon.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.